Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I have a vision and a picture of what I want him to do for everybody. It's the parable of the seed, the three different attacks on the seed. One is Satan, the other is persecution, and the other is the things of the world. Right after that, he tells the story. He says, the farmer plants the seed. He goes to sleep day and night. How it grows, he does not know. He can't see how it's growing, but soon the blade appears, and ultimately the corn appears, and he goes to harvest. And what he's saying is that the seed of his word is a living thing, and that if you hear it, it will go in the dark recesses of your being. It will have a work to do to shed its shell, which is the flesh, so that the life can be exploded within you. And one day you'll be lamb-like and you won't even know it. Mm-hmm. You will. That's what I want. I want the seed of the vision of the lamb to be planted deep in every person who will hear. The issue is, will you hear? Mm-hmm. Will you guard that vision of the lamb? And that seed will do its own work because it is Christ. If you receive life of Christ through the message, which is my prayer, and you take that in and cherish it, then Christ himself will form his own nature in every person there. That's my prayer, is that people will hear and the seed will be protected by our choices and our obediences until one day when you face him, as John the Divine did when he was taken up into heaven. He ran into the Lamb on the throne and saw the centrality and all that was happening there to give us a vision of the Lamb. Revelation is not about the events that are coming. Revelation is about the Lamb. And as preparation, I would encourage everybody to read Revelation, because the centrality of it is not what I thought. I always thought it was the apocalypse, the horsemen, and the Lamb's Book of Life. No, it is the Lamb. He is the revelation, and the revelation is of him. And suddenly it occurred to me also that he is seen by John with white hair and blazing eyes and bronze feet and robed in white light. So God wants to introduce us with his joy in the Lamb, because he said, this is my beloved son. Hear him. That's all he asked. Hear him. And those who followed him were those who had heard him.
What you're about to deliver is not a theological dissertation. This isn't a wonderful sermon. This is not about that. And though I have in the past, I have looked for, you know, I wanted people to come. I really wanted people to come. I have a real coveting of the ones that are supposed to be there to come. I'm looking for those who the Lord is desiring to bring forth to hear this message. And I don't care who they are, but I'm not interested in just everybody and their brother coming just to hear a good message. I'm interested in seeing people come whose hearts have been prepared, whose hearts have been laid bare, and who are hungry for the Lamb. I'm not interested in those that aren't hungry. I'm not interested. I'd rather there be 10 people there that were all hungry to experience the Lamb and to hear the revelation of the Lamb, and to have the Spirit impart the revelation of the Lamb in, and who were going to eternally experience the Lamb. I would love that, rather than 1,000 people that thought, oh, wasn't that a special message, and leave. No, I'm not interested in that. So I'm asking for the Father to prepare the hearts of those who he wants to come. And I'm going to stand against all the enemy's distractions and attacks, which we've seen in prior conferences, that people trying to be kept away from, and, you know, different things will happen. And so I'm praying against that now, so that all the blockades would be removed and those that were supposed to be there are there. And we're doing everything we can to get the message out that it's, that the conference is coming, but the Spirit's going to have to ignite the desire and the circumstance so that people can come who are supposed to be coming. So we would like to invite you to the conference, to the Triumph of the Lamb conference. It's June 26th and it's in Atlanta. If you feel called to pray and intercede and stand with us for this, please let us know. Please contact us and let us know that we'd like to know who's standing with us in prayer. And we would like to basically be in contact with you so that we can, you know, say, hey, could you be praying about this? And could you be praying about that? So if you're interested in prayer, please contact us. We also have several people, though there's no cost for the actual conference, there's a number of people that like to come flying in and stay at the hotel. And if anybody would like to sponsor anybody, if we have need for that, and they would like to offer to help cover the cost of the hotel and the stay and the travel or whatever, let us know. And then we'll connect everything. We'll talk to you. And we're looking forward to not only just putting on a conference, we're looking for your input, your prayers and your support and your investment into this conference and into this message. So please contact us if that's something you would like to do. And we look forward to seeing you on the 26th.
And this is just to let all of you know, we always ask that you confirm and register with John to his email, john@shulamite.com. And, you know, we talk about how it's so we can make sure everybody has a seat and, you know, the room's big enough, and that's true. But, I don't know if we've mentioned it before, but the other part is that I pass out, updated lists, especially in the last 4 weeks on a weekly basis, and they're for prayer and for coverage. And in the same way that we are asking, you know, for anyone who would like to pray coverage over Martha and this message, to provide, to invest, to make way for someone in need to come, who is hungry to come. We are also praying over all of you. We are proclaiming over the people who are coming. We are blessing the people. We are, as John said, asking that every obstacle be removed. And it's a gift to be able to do that. You know, the people who come to these conferences, the majority of them are our body. And so it's a gift and a privilege for us, you know, to be doing that. And we just wanted to open that up because I'm not sure if we've ever been real specific about that before. And we just thought, you know, with the nature of this conference and, with what it is, the culmination of years now of the Spirit's move, it would be really amazing to open that up to the whole body, because we're always blessed immensely by it. And it'd be awesome to have you guys share that as well.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.